Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Taru Kanyekeno Apostle Dr. Joseph Mbulawo, Gikanyeno Prophetess Mbulawo, Josephine Mbulawo, Gizo Banabo Gunde Gulenyanga Yonke, Inyanga Yonke Njega October. Ngasho nje ukuthi sibusekile ukuthi sizoxoxisana nabo. So sizokhuluma kakhulu ke kule nyanga ngezinto eziphathelane nemishado, izinto eziphathelane nama relationships okuwukuthi ekugcineni kosuku azosifikisa kuphi emshadweni. Erika Thome ka tlhogo ya lapa. Ya Dr. Joseph Mbulawo, esikhathini esiningi unokuthi mawufaka this title doctor and then bese abaningi bacabanga ukuthi ke sikhuluma mhlawumbe nge medical doctor. Mhlawumbe sichazele ngaleyo title ka doctor.
Okay, I title lika doctor ukuthi we studied.
Ngicela usondele kancane kwi mic.
Okay, yes. The title of a doctor, I got it when we studied with my wife.
Okay.
Because most of the time we are doing things together.
Yeah.
We encourage each other. And we studied up until we reach the PhD, which sees us khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu asize sa gcina sibe ne philosophy, the study of philosophy. That's where we're granted and siqeda ufunda, yes, with all the researches that we made. It was just by grace.
Yeah.
Yes, ma.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Yeah, bengithanda nje ukuthi kuchaziseke lapho bangezwe ngilongithi doc and then ke bese bathi I'm medical doctors. Okay. Mhlambe asiqale ngokuthi sinazi kabanzi. A prophetess kimang prophetess Josephine Mbulawo.
Okay, thank you, Sis Batle. Prophetess Dr. Josephine Bitswe Mbulawo ke ngwanyana wa ko Botswana.
Wa ko Botswana.
Ke ngwanyana ko Botswana, ke mosadi mo South Africa. Yes, ka Setswana ha o nyetswe, ha o ipolela sentle wa re o ngwanyana ko Botswana teng, o mosadi ko nyetswe teng.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
So ke ngwanyana wa ko Gabane. Gabane is just 10 kilometers from Gaborone. So re goletse mo toropong Unio. And then ke tla ka nyalwa ke ntate Mbulawo mo South Africa. Ka nna mme Mbulawo ka kwana.
Okay, so now based mo South Africa full time.
Yes, so we have been based in Botswana for the past 9 years. Ke gone re goroga mo South Africa ka January 2024.
Okay.
So we are based in South Africa. Na ke tsile gae, ke tsile bogading.
O ya kotiza, o makoti wa rona. Ha re o bona sentse re
I think le bone ba setse ba complain gore di khomo tsa rona mari di sale di ya Botswana. So I am back home.
Wow, re a gwa mogela mogae.
Ke lebo.
And ntate Mbulawo wenza umsebenzi omohle impela. Gore o tsiye ngwanyana wa ko Botswana, o motlise mo South Africa, umbenze umama.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And ubaba Mbulawo yena ungubani?
Okay, ngaphambi kokuthi ngizosho ukuthi who am I? What she's saying when she's talking about ukuthi ngwanyana ko Botswana and a wife in South Africa. It just remind me the first days when I arrived there concerning being a lady of Botswana, not the wife.
Yeah.
They welcome me in that kind of a manner. Okay, because she grew up with all kinds, the boys and girls. Mm-hmm. So I will talk about the boys that side. Those yeah. who are men, they are the fathers, the heads of their families. Now, yeah. they said we attended one of their weddings in Botswana. And then as we were there, me and her, all right, they call her friends.
Yeah.
Hey, her other name, by the way, it's Makaribe.
Okay.
Yes, that's her other name, Makaribe. That means girls.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, Makaribe, come here and you should come alone. You should come alone.
Yeah.
Now we are calling our girlfriend. Something like that. So if I was someone who was so jealous and like, you know, having short tempered, gets angry quickly, I was maybe going to start my car and go back home and say, this person, how are they calling her? But
so by that time, your wife or?
We were married. Wife. My wife already.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes, she was already a wife to me. So
those were like my, they're still my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gigi Salasami. So I think never about Tahumu Tiza or something.
Oh, Banyako Bona Hori, Ekta Yang. Okay, and then Baukra Ole.
I was just polite. I was calm,
yes,
you know.
Just a
because I know this, she belongs to me. I'm done.
She's yours.
Yes, yes. So I just allow her to go, you know, and just. Talk, you know, to talk. But today, as we speak, they are the best friends to me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so we bless the Lord. And some of them, when we get there, they were not married. As we speak now, as they kept looking unto us, they got encouraged. And most of them, they are married as we speak.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, coming back to myself. Apostle Mbulawo, he is a son born out of a single mother. She was single, and then we were four at home. And when I was born, I understand she had these three girls first already. And she was praying so hard, asking God to have at least a son. When she remembered that one day these girls, they will be married and she'll be left alone.
Yeah.
Yes. And God answered her prayers.
Yeah.
And the other name, he called me Tabiso.
Mm-hmm.
It's my other name. And yes, I was born and raised in South Africa, in Masibiza, but Ekasi, Ibizi Kahiso.
Oh, yes, Krugersdorp.
The Krugersdorp, yeah. That's where I was born and raised. I studied there, Mahlasedi Musupatsila, the secondary. Yes, and today I am an apostle.
Yeah.
I remember when I grew up from just grade two or three, when other kids were asked, or when we were asked in class, Guti, what do you want to be? When other kids will be saying, I want to be a policeman, a soldier, I want to be a lawyer, I want to this. And myself, I'll always stand and say, I want to be a minister of the word.
Wow.
I want to be the minister of the word. And
so boys were lento, which
yes,
you're calling.
This thing was in me because I remember when I was at the age of eight years, one of my aunts, who recognize this thing that is in me. And I was so blessed because I was raised by my grandmother. Or maybe she was called Elizabeth. That grandmother, she was an intercessor, a woman who was praying every after 3 hours, day and night without a failure.
Yeah.
So she would wake me up most of the night or when we were sleeping, because I was sharing bed with her. She would wake me up, and the only prayer that I knew was Our Father was in heaven. From there, I'll be on my knees sleeping. You know, she'll continue praying, and she was praying for quite a long time. I'll sleep, and then I'll hear only myself maybe falling on bed, or when she woke me up, say, sleep well.
Yeah.
Yes, so I am who I am today, I believe, because of the prayers that she made, you know, Yes. I think that's what I can say for now.
Ithi ngibuyele futhi ku prophetess. Go goleng ko Botswana. How was it?
Okay, thank you again. Go goleng ko Botswana, it was to me, I would say it was a beautiful experience. You know, I was just listening to my husband narrate KwaZulu, and I felt or I also need to, you know, just tell you who I am.
Yeah.
In full. I'm a girl. Okay. Kola bere re 9 ne. We were 9. We lost one in 2007, the second born. So we were
sorry
born
for your loss. Yeah.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We are one big family. Yeah, four boys and five girls. So he mentioned that my other name is Makarebe. Makarebe meaning girls or ladies. And na hagi po kagare ladies because re five is five girls at home. So ke Makarebe a botlhale a matlhano. You remember those five virgins,
yeah.
Five wise virgins. So
ke
ke one Makarebe ao a ga mapitswe le Mr. Pitswe. My dad passed on when I was 4 years old. So my mother raised all the 9 kids alone abantederena basadi le bana. So re 8 now, like I mentioned, and by the grace of God we all got married. It's just by the grace.
Yeah.
It's just by the grace modimo are ha uhela ka lenyalo. So growing up ko Botswana, Botswana is one of those nations that I'll say it's a peaceful nation. I think in Africa we are referred to as one of the most peaceful nations. So ke go letse mo lefatseng lone le go tetseng kagiso mo re kgona go robala kontle o sa akanye gore le godu letla tsena letla go lesenyetsa. It's only these years that we trying to, you know, to be careful because ya no gona le infiltration ya other nations. But Botswana, hela, as I was growing up, it was one beautiful, peaceful nation. And one thing that I thank God for my country, ke gore go Botswana go santsane gona le free education. Yeah, so
wow.
From primary school up until tertiary, I was sponsored by the government. I did my primary, my secondary school, kwano gore go bitsa mo grade 1 up to grade 5, sorry, grade 7, and then, ko Botswana ke standard 1 to 7, then you proceed to form 1, to form 3, you write another exam that pushes you to, if o pasa ko form 3, then you go to form 4 and form 5, then you how pass it to form 5, you proceed to varsity. So from primary school to University of Botswana, I was sponsored by the government, which I'm very thankful to God. Yes, so that is, I can say that is Makarebe Pitson Bilao. And then we are parents of 4 kids. And ha setse ke bua ka rona ba rotlhe. Re na le bana ba le bane. 3 girls and a boy.
Ora wena le
imagine repeating itself.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah, we have 3 beautiful, beautiful girls.
Girls. Makarebe, anza oketse.
Anza, go batla re oketse.
Then I'll be cheated.
Ba ne batlhana, I mean, re berekele mo go 5.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cabanga, Doc, bona ba ingaki, ba 4 already.
Yeah.
3 girls and no bam.
Imagine.
Nina ngapha ningaki.
We are only 2. Every time, that means if we had to maybe choose, let's vote.
Yeah.
Then we count ourselves already.
Yeah. So, Prophetess, jawangi kulalele ne, ukhuluma ngeBotswana ukuthi ke a very peaceful place, and you know, ngiyazibuza manje ukuthi from Botswana to South Africa. Phela South Africa, you know, there's a lot that is happening here. There's a lot. re bua ka crime, re bua ka corruption, re bua ka dilo tse dintsi
fela.
O khonne yang gore, you know, at the end of the day, o adapte le life here in South Africa.
You know, you remind me of one of my sisters-in-law, ko Botswana, my brother's wife. One day she says to me, hey, sisi mari wena o brave, o nyetswe ko South Africa.
Yeah.
No, I think it comes with being a child of God, for starters.
Yeah.
Because we've learned to put our trust in God.
Mm.
We know that even in the midst of the chaotic South Africa, God is our peace. God is our protector.
Yeah.
You know, ne ba tsaga maloba hantsi ke re betse, then I heard some gunshots. So then I wrote on a status, this week I've heard about gunshots 3 times. Hmm. So they were saying like, ma, are you sure you are safe?
Yeah. Gana nagana mapodisa ko Botswana a tshware le ditu.
They don't.
Yeah.
And can you imagine the stress that I always, and the trauma that I always have. Ha ke tsana ko bothering every time ke bona those guys ba South Africa with the guns. And
yeah,
it's like they're carrying cell phones. Ko Botswana we don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody was saying ke mo South Africa a re tsima podisa Botswana a wese ba gona go escorta magodi.
Hmm.
The prisoners without guns. That is how we are, go Botswana.
Yeah.
We only see the ditlhobolo ka VDF day. Go stadium.
Yes.
Agona le that celebrations. That is where we experience ditlhobolo. That is where we experience gunshots.
Mm.
But I think apart from that, you know, South Africa being that chaotic, but it's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
One thing that I adore about South Africa is the fact that you guys have so many different, about 9, is it 9 or 11 languages, ne?
Yeah, 9 official languages.
Yeah, 9 official languages.
Mm-hmm.
But what amazes me, you can be in one room, 5, all these 9 people communicating.
Got different languages.
And they respond, and I'm like, God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Because Botswana, we have different languages.
Yeah.
But we speak Setswana, and how utlo omongwe a bua sekgalagadi kana bua sekalaka o nna shocked, you can't even respond.
Mm.
We don't know that, but I admire South Africa for that.
Oh, lenale different languages. I thought le bua Setswana fela le English.
You can think that because they are there, but okay, they are only spoken ko balenteng.
Oh.
When you come to like go moditoropong, it's mostly to that our official language, the two here, like Botswana.
Yeah.
It's Setswana and English.
Okay.
Yeah, those are official languages. That's why I think maybe we are not able to speak other indigenous languages. But because I think me also coming from around Gaborone, in the southern part of Botswana, that is where mostly Setswana and English are spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you go up north, and you know, far west, that is where we have all those other indigenous languages, which are very difficult.
Okay.
Yes.
So that is one thing that really mesmerizes me about South Africa: the fact that you respect your languages.
Yeah.
You know, as for the Zulus, I'll be there, you know, talking to them in English.
Yeah. Maso kuluma ngesiZulu
bona. So the other day I was like to this guy, man, say, why are you responding in Zulu right now?
And I'm speaking in English.
I'm just speaking English. And so fortunately for me, I'm still learning though.
Yeah.
But I can, I think they taught me Zulu kankani.
Yeah.
So at least these days I can hear.
Yeah.
But I'm still struggling to speak, but hearing, I can hear.
Wow.
So I believe now the problem is the ko.
Ko.
Oh, no.
Xhosa.
And he's a Xhosa by the way, but I can't even click. Yo, that one is so difficult. But otherwise, I'm settling in well, and I'm enjoying South Africa, and I love it here. I mean, if the love of my life is here, why should I worry?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He's here to protect you.
Exactly.
Yes.
He's here.
So, when I get Baba Mbulao, besikhuluma la of a ngibuza nje ukuthi nihlangane kanjani and all that, and then you said likile mo South Africa this year January and
yes.
Then 9 years yoyothe nelele ko Botswana.
Indeed.
Manje hey baba uphuma la South Africa uya eBotswana indawo nje ehlukile.
Yes.
So wena ke uwaze kanjani ukuthi ugcine ukwazi ukuyiphila leyo mpilo yaseBotswana for 9 years?
Hey, it was so difficult before because when we met, by the time I was running Ever Joseph Security Company,
okay,
I had guns, and she's so scared of a gun.
Mm.
And here in South, I was used, you know, to carry a gun. A gun, yeah. I was treating it as my wallet.
Yeah. Or as my, that's where a gun.
As my driver's license.
Yes.
Yes, so now when you go into Botswana, the guns there, they were not allowed. And there will be times whereby Ngoba, I was like, wiper, you know.
Yeah.
In and out with the border, because I was ministering this side in South Africa. She was ministering in Botswana.
Mm.
And then even after we got married, there were times whereby we will minister, I will travel, go back on Sunday or Monday, and then Wednesday we are here attending maybe a service where we used to fellowship. And then from there, myself, I have to remain because I was running about 4 or 5 branches. On Thursday, I'll be in Katlehong. And then Friday, I'll be in Carltonville or Randfontein. And Saturday, I will travel to Nelspruit and Chakastad for the services. So, yes, that's what I'll do. But now the life in Botswana, okay, where I like it is I'm still praying to God that I need to adjust back home. Because there I will be in town and I'll just leave the car without even locking it.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
There, the side of the rank when I will be taking her when she is traveling somewhere far, and then I'll remain with the kids. She will, I will leave the car with the keys inside, whereby if it can happen, ukuthi bafuna ukususa imoto, ibhasi lifuna ukudlula. Someone should just get in, start the car and move it, put it.
Wow.
But you can't do that now in South Africa. Yes. I got spoiled.
Yeah.
Yes, Botswana, it spoiled me. But, you know, when I'll be looking at them, and by that time, when the police arrest these young boys, they will go on, behamba ngenyawo, baba bambe, bese bahamba nabo beba eskotile behamba ngenyawo. Maybe they are not going straight to the police station. They are still going to look for other thugs. These ones are going to show them, and then they will be coming. I'll ask you. Don't they think these guys can just escape? Come on.
Yeah.
They will be maybe beba coughing a corner.
Yeah.
They won't be like coughing in a way such that maybe Baba Kafat, like, to each other. No, he would be there by himself. Even sometimes it will be La Pambili or at the back. I say, hey, if it was South Africa, these guys, they were going to run. They was going to make them to run.
Yeah.
Yes, but in that manner, I end up myself as well adjusting to that life of not going around carrying a gun. I'll sleep even. I end up forgetting even the sound of a gun.
Wow.
Yes, I end up forgetting even the sound. But it's such a very good experience.
Yeah.
It's such a very good experience whereby, with me, since I was used of gun, I remember sometimes when she will be here in South Africa after we got married. Bese eti, when I hear guns outside, even at night, I'll go out, want to go to see.
Yeah.
Until this day when she said to me, this thing of yours of going out when you hear gunshots outside, don't you think one day you will go outside and then these people get inside?
Yeah.
And it's whereby I came to my senses. I say, ish, yeah. Kana, I'm here to protect and not to be an enemy. You know, what will the family say, my family in Botswana, when they hear that a mistake like that happened?
Wow.
And I listen, you know.
Yeah.
And I became what she wants me to be.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting. Ibotswana is very interesting.
Yes.
And get dreamy, I can wait to prophet has hore ki fitle Botswana, but definitely next year I'm planning hore le na ki lo experience tsa yona.
Ke tloisa Botswana. I will take you to Botswana.
Ka
thaba thata. Okay, asithathe I break lana and then uma sibuya ngicela ukuzwa your love story ukuthi lekopani yang hey yine chazile kulomama prophetess ukhathile king ko khontate ngiyabona yena he's very tall I think it's ke pedin tsadi lo soreng kan khorati obo tall dark and handsome
yeah.
But tall dark and handsome okay but uzosixoxela wena ke ukuthi ke nihlangane kanjani and yini eya eyanenza ukuthi nigcine ningene emshadweni angithathe la umhlabelelo ka Lionel Richie uthi love oh
we are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope faith and love on 657 am
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Waza wahlabelela kamnandi uLionel Richie ehlabelela ngothando. Uthando into enhle, uthando into enkulu, uthando umyalo oqala esiwutholayo eBhayibhelini. Uthini uNkulunkulu uthi mthande omunye umuntu njengoba nawe usithanda and yena uNkulunkulu uqobo uthando God is love bazalwane and love is God futhi ngeke kushintshe lokho so ingakho ngithi uthando into enhle and uthando into enkulu wonke umuntu uyathanda ukuthi athandwe so njengoba wena ungumuntu ufuna ukuthi uthandwe so yenza isiqiniseko sokuthi nomunye umuntu uyamthanda Uthi la, show the world and all its people all the wonders love can bring. Izwi kaNkulunkulu lithini lithi uthando lo patience uthando alikhukhumusi uyazi nje uthando into enhle bazalwane uma nje yonke into singayenza ngothando ay sizophila ezweni elihle impela wathi re tla phela yaka ko Botswana nge peace yabona la kunothando khona kune peace babumbulawo
yebo ma
uhlangana kuphi nalo mama omuhle kangaka
lesiphala
lesi ya
uma ngisibiza ngesinskhathi uzwe ngithi she's my mango
Yeah.
From a banana tree.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ngasho ngithi sihlangane ngasho ngithi emoyeni mhlambeni.
Yeah.
emoyeni ngaphambi kokuthi sizohlangana. I'm not talking about emoyeni ngama phones.
Yeah,
kodwa uNkulunkulu uyazenza izinyo izinto ngendlela yakhe. Yes, sahlangana esontweni. Lapho bekungumfundisi ngangingumfundisi nami lapho. And then angazi ukuthi did I ever propose to you? Did I ever propose to you, my love? Ngoba mina what I remember ukuthi iBhayibheli khona lapho elithi indlela.
Yeah.
Noma tsela eyang pilung ya motho antati.
Mhm.
Tsela ya ding ke ntwekenang molomo wa hae.
Yeah.
That goes through to his stomach.
Yeah.
Angithi ingesilungu mangabe isho ithi a way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yes.
We used to see lapho emsebenzini kwezinye indawo whereby ubaba ngisheshe dile ngashadanga abanye these other ladies okunguthi ish ba uyamthanda uthola baba phekele baze nokudla bakhona abobaba abanye badla ikhaftini ezisuka ngaphandle le. So those people you will see ukuthi abanye they understand the way to the man's heart ukuthi njalo mayiloke edla kodwa abanye it becomes bad ngoba they end up creating that with certain things. Hey, she never gave me any food ukuthi mhlampeni inhliziyo yami imamukele imthande, you know. Yes, njengoba ngisho ngithi kwenzakala nje sahlangana esontweni. Yeah, it's that.
And then wachazwa yini nje amehlo akho mathi umbona.
Ngasho ngithi ukumbona kwami ngezwa kuba nalento man.
Yeah.
Lento le engathi yashukuma emzimbeni endingayiqondiyo.
Yeah.
And ndathi hayi man Thixo yintoni lento? What is this? And
and so bonisiwe already ngithi uthe unihlangane in spirit.
Yes, yes. Se ngathi hayi no yazi ungcono uthi ngimcelele ngoba bengiavoid indaba ze ngisho ngithe this is a spirit of lust, you know. Yazi mase sikholwe kakhulu izinto noma ngabe kunguNkulunkulu who is speaking, but we want to spiritualize them. Instead I was praying for her ngithi uNkulunkulu umnikeze indoda ezomthanda, indoda ezomsupporta ngakho konke, indoda ezomkhulekela, indoda eseduze nenhliziyo yakho. Whereby I will sometimes fast and pray for her, and then until lapho siloko sixoxa she knew that I was praying for her. And then she was praying for me, but close to about 9 months loko kunjalo angazi kwenzeka na uzangibuza ukuthi ngingenga proposer. Did I ever propose you? Yes, that's what. So what I saw is smiley lesa second, then negap bayibizan umshini umshini. Mina uma ngibuka, and if you can listen to her voice,
yes.
Hey, it's a
yasmeltisa
yasmeltisa futhi over the phone khona yo. Hey, ngisengasho ngathi lo muntu man unale bedroom voice.
Yeah.
She got this bedroom voice. Yes. Yeah. So those are things that I enjoy, you know, every time when I remember we were sometimes spending ngizifake a time 100 rand. Imagine calling ipula nge 100 nge rent.
Hey.
It was eating daily. You find I would be spending 200, 300 in the evening, and just for that period. And manje mayikhuluma when she's saying uthi manje athi yazi bothola sikhuluma, but sikhuluma izinto ezi what you'll be saying.
Nothing.
You say uthola botlaberebuwa, but saying nothing.
Yeah.
You don't say it. What are you saying to me? Yeah, so yes, she charmed one charmer in her.
Yeah.
Wangchama. Mina ngazi ukuthi yini into ayibona kimi, what she saw in me.
Akachaze yena. Arute prophetess, wena ukhatlilwe keng? Ene kutlile apostle abulela gore you were praying for him and liena he was praying for you. So ne le rapelana for eng ne se le litse gore you know modimo o le kopantse or an understand that we khulekelana ben khulekelana umshado or ben khulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu anihlanganise. What were you praying for hane or umrapel?
Okay, I think nahela hake mwana for the first time.
Yeah,
because I'm one person who get very shy, ne? I'm very shy.
Yeah.
And I'm an introvert, I believe.
Yeah.
So whenever I get in a group of people, most of the time we keep it like only one.
Mm.
So when we will come, like Abua, we met at church in South Africa.
Mm.
So I was pastoring Botswana, and when we will come this side, I will be sitting alone.
Or di kereketsa lona neli another branch ya mo South Africa ili one church. Okay, yeah.
So actually he didn't say that the whole truth apparently.
Baby.
Yeah, I rupen neat.
Yeah. Apparently the first time he saw me.
Yeah.
Because I was going to be ordained ko Botswana.
Uh-huh.
So it was announced on the church TV. So when Kisasibuane, and when she saw, because I was very young and tiny.
Mm. Hey.
So when he saw me, like the Spirit of the Lord was saying, this is your wife.
Yeah.
So that's when he started rebuking and saying, maybe this is the spirit of lust.
Imagine the first time you see a person on TV.
Yeah. On TV?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what he tells me anyway. He says, when he saw me, God says, this is your wife. And he started rebuking God. And he started, because God also revealed to him who I am in the spirit. And then that's why he started praying for me, saying, God, mofe munna, ya tlatlang a protector, ntho ya modimo e mo go ene.
Yeah.
So now what attracted me to, and he never told me that until, you know, we were now dating.
Mm.
So what attracted me to him, like Kibua, I'm a very quiet person. When you get into the public zone, I just detach.
Mm.
So he'll always make sure that when I'm this side, he untira comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll just come in and be with me, chat with me. So Nigemans are like big brother. This guy.
So Naso proposed.
No,
for you.
No.
Okay.
We are just friends.
I was like a good boy.
Yeah.
So I just took him like my big brother.
Mm.
So Nigitsura I get la South African now. I'm at least the Honali Pastor Mbulao who is going to be making sure at least during church or habaruti by me mole remitsi bishop to finish whatever he was doing, he was keeping me company. So one day I was, because most of the time I get to South Africa, I was flying, so they will pick me at the airport and then ke bampe mo ke robalang around church. So that day I don't know what happened, but it's like the person who was supposed to take me to my lodge was not available at that moment, and I wanted to go home. So I asked him, can you please drop me to my place? So then he opened the door, and then he said, okay, just wait for me.
Mm.
Then 20 minutes away, I feel that, Rio.
Okay. Hey, no,
so, kibuela. Then kya bua kya tsena mo kerekeng kya go mela gore a ntate o sa le ka a tseni, you know, I found him sweeping.
Amen. Maybe not tell sa di nerves akere yena already knows gore we be crying now. Not tell sa di nerves
be di mala na le
this woman. Yeah.
So, you know, that side. He was stupidly the ashes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So in my heart, I'm like, God, if you can give me a man.
Otwana
Leo. Otwana Leo.
Wow.
A humble man like this. He's a pastor, but ukhona go fela
yeah
kereke
yeah
and I'm like God if only and I was not even referring to him now I was just praying in yes. my heart God you know what mm. if I can have somebody like him
mm. I don't know
can do me the mon shebila you know what
wow
yeah so I think also hela ke motho o le rato mm o rata batho go ri le go mpieno ana hela ke kgona gore ke more kere you know what every time ha re tsama mm ga kopana le motho o mo fana go gore that is how he is mm. he will just sit with you talk with you ha bona ka road ona le botlhoki he will help mm. so I think that's also what attracted me to him because he is just a loving guy o gape ga ha choose yeah kana hona le batho ba ile gore especially as now that he's a doctor you know simola a lebela ba bangwe go tlase
yeah
he doesn't have that or you know I'm an apostle mm. I'm a doctor so I don't talk to anybody he mm. just goes down to the people's level e be aba dira gore le wena ba feel gore ke batho so that's one thing that I love one trait e ke ratang ka ene I think hela generally he's just a gentle person le ha khona go go man
so e linkile nako ka nankang le mo courtship until little kena mo lenyalong.
You won't believe this. 6 months. Six. I think it is just God ordained because like I don't know gore o simotse antharing. I can't remember how he proposed, but I just know that from that friendship and yeah. that prayer partnering.
Are ke romela dikgomo go Botswana.
And then ago e o ile go ndropa go ko airport ne.
Yeah.
Gore modimo. So this time around, like I say, there was a man who was picking me from church, taking me to the airport.
Yeah.
So that particular Sunday, the guy was nowhere to be found. Hmm. So the bishop was like, hey, nka trust amanka, because I was like the daughter to the bishop.
Mm.
So bishop was like, hey, nka trust amanka, kamuruti makare. And he says, no, mbulao, get trust mbulao.
Mm.
Can't do more chance.
Ai tsoro ko pantsa batho ba nya.
O ntsenya mo le gano la tao.
Apostle nginokuzwa ukuthi abantu babo baba.
Yes ma.
They know what they want.
Definitely. Yes true.
So wena bowazi o mhlambe bokuyisifiso sakho vela to ukushata no mama wa Botswana.
That thing I didn't know.
Yeah.
But there were times whereby when I'll be listening to a radio and then makufakwa the music lo wangaliswana
yeah
but there will be something that I'll feel in me
okay
yes and I started to love that music
yeah
because listening to it there were things those who were coming which I don't even know
yeah
in my spirit will be so loving so intense even to pray you know sometimes
wow. yeah.
yes it is just like that
yeah.
that's how it happened that's how what was happening up and not knowing that God has placed
yeah
a wife he there's a favor that was waiting for me from Botswana yes
wow what a beautiful love story uyazi kuhle ukuzwa ubuhle obungaka ngothando because mongabuka isikhatini samanje abanye abantu basakholelwa othandweni and other men bazokutshela ukuthi women abasanalo uthando into abayifunayo nje imali into abayifunayo nje is security so abanye baze bagcine babona ukuthi nalomshado nje awukho because ushada nomuntu today within 3 months within 6 months imarriage isiphelile and enye into futhi okuwukuthi you know this thing yokuthi like many shada in community of property abanye bazokhuluma izinto ezi negative you know and then abanye bazothi no the right thing to do ukushada out of community in out of
community yes, out of community
yes it shows ukuthi abantu abasakholelwa othandweni why lezinto lezi kumele kube yizo ezizaqala kungabukwa uthando kungabukwa ukuthi umshado kahle hle uvelaphi ngoba umshado kuyisipho esivela kuNkulunkulu so why kubekwa lezi zinto phambili and then kungabekwa umshado phambili
yeah
okay but I believe ukuthi ngezinye zezinto esizoyibuka
yes
ya uma nje siloku siqhubeka nale ingxoxo today bengithande nje ukuzwa your love story ukuthi nihlangane kanjani and you know uhambo oluhle impela nanamuhla in 9 years ngiyabona the way nibhekana ngakhona ukuthi lisese khona loluthando lusese khona loluthando so ngaso sonke isikhathi ni together ni balance kanjani niku ministry ngathi
yes
so la e South Africa nine inkonzo
la e South Africa we just register a ministry
okay
because when we came this side we were sitting and we spoke we said you know what we need to sit 6 months just going to church to be preached for because ever since we got married we've been ministry all times and you know most of the time when people speak God is listening and then it's only now at June after that 6 months we spoke about he begins to now remind you guys it is time so we have already registered the ministry it's called World of Grace International Church there are certain things that we just need to we have a ministry in Botswana which is called World of Grace International Church yes so as we came here there are pastors who remained with the ministry as we are here there are things that we are also here we are running also a Bible school
okay
it's a theological school but not only dealing with theology we also do non-biblical studies because as much as we are praying for people a church that God should change their lives we must have also a way to see that how do we help them so that's the reason that's where kungena khona ama non-biblical studies like Boma forklift drive then Boma
psychology and the social work
Wow, wonderful.
Those are short courses.
All right. Okay, asithathe I break and then uma sibuya bese ke siyayivala and then mhlawumbe nishiyele ne contact yenu nanokuthi nitholakala kanjani asindlule
ngakho. Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, any place. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Sibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Nizwele ke bazalwane ukuthi uthando lwangempela lusese khona njengoba besilalele udaba la noma ngathi i love story ga apostle Joseph Mbulawo kanye no prophetess uDr Josephine Pitswe Mbulawo so uma umuntu odoubtayo ukuthi uthando lusese khona namhlanje ke bengizokwenza leso siqinisekiso ukuthi lukhona and ungasabi ukuthi ungene emshadweni ongobaba ungasabi ukuproposa umshado leyo mama nawe mama ungasabi ukuthi uvume leyo proposal ngoba mhlambe ubuke izinto ezinegative ezenzakalayo emshadweni akusho ukuthi if umuntu kukhona experience lokungekho kuhle emshadweni nawe uzo experience the same as long as if foundation yomshado wenu kuNkulunkulu you won't go wrong because you know ukuthi uma kuneyinkinga emshadweni uyakuphi awuyikubantu awuyikomamsebeletsi awuyikontate sherenge no uyakubani kuNkulunkulu ngicela ukuthi sivale for namhlanje and then next week siyabuya ngathi bese siyabuka ke biblical foundation yomshado
yes
uma uvala apostle
ay uma ngivala nje ngizawusho ke ngithi sibonga uNkulunkulu ngokwenza lendlela ngicabanga ukuthi okuningi angithi sajwayela lento ukuthi ladies first so manje yasimosha now I'll just hand over to my queen to say the last
in closing prophetess
okay ke leboga ba reds ba radio pulpit I believe you enjoyed yourself one thing that we didn't mention that I just want to mention in a minute ke gore we are not just pastors re baruti ba ba boifa modimo we are born again Christians that is one of the things that brought made me to love my husband he fears God with everything Jackass batla abuile we are coming back next week we'll be talking about a biblical foundation of marriage this topic is one of the topics or the chapters mobukeng ere kwa dileng le Dr. Mbulao we co-authored this book ke buka e buang ka lenyalo it's entitled restoring the dignity and value of marriage re dumela gore modimo o batla gore dirisa kana a dirisa lenyalo la rona go busetsa boleng mo lenyalong because lenyalo le latlhegetswe ke boleng and modimo is worried about that so we have written that book it's readily available you can just call us or WhatsApp us to get that book our numbers the WhatsApp numbers are na bagaitswa ka le utla gore re na le 9 years re le ko Botswana e santse e letsa ko Botswana so our WhatsApp numbers ke +267 if o satsenya plus is going to reject you so you have to put +267 77 084 769 +267 77 084 769 Another one is +267 71 50 59 81 +267 71 50 59 81 And then our direct South African lines is 063-122-0631224678 or 078-017-3707
Ke kopo boeletsetsa 063
123-4678
Okay, it's 078-017-3707
And then we are also on Facebook. You can catch us on Makarebe Pitswe Mbulawa. Makarebe Pitswe Mbulawa or Thabiso Mbulawa. Those are our Facebook pages. Or if you want to talk to us on Facebook.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Sizophinda sihlangane futhi next week ngaso lesisikhathi 4 p.m. kuzokuyoshaya u5. Balake abaka Mbulawo uyeza u Dr. noma ngathi u Pastor Ray Legodi uzohlala nawe njoba kuzoshaya u5 till u7 kube kuhle sisonke uNkulunkulu angigcinele wena until next week Sunday ngo 2 ntambama Shalom
Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion
Do you need prayer Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.